All right. Well, I see that we've got the full commission here and the rest of our participants. Let's go ahead and Commissioner Brower, from your classroom, doing a great public service during a very challenging time. We're glad that you can join us, and the floor is yours.
Well, I appreciate it. You guys all look a lot more professional than me. It's my Friday, so I'm kind of in scrubs. So didn't bring out the tie. I wrote a few things down, so I usually don't like to read from prepared stuff, but I will send it out to the commission with your approval, Mr. Chairman. Okay, Mr. Chairman, Director Williams, fellow commissioners, Fish, Wildlife, and Park staff, and all whom I have worked with over the past years on the commission. It is with great sadness that I am no longer sitting before you or alongside all of you. My family and I have relocated outside of District 4 from Scobey to Helena. Therefore, I've resigned my position. Giving up my commission seat was the hardest part of relocating. But career-wise, it was a move that my family could not pass up. My tenure on the commission has and will continue to be the highlight of my professional life, and I have numerous individuals to thank. First and foremost, my wife, Rochelle, who allowed me numerous days on the road while she was home taking care of two toddler boys, as well as Governor Bullock for appointing me and senators who supported me during the confirmation process. To the Fish, Wildlife, and Park staff, from the director's office to regional office, to wardens on the ground, field workers, researchers, seasonal employees, you are all doing great work and deserve to be commended. To the numerous individuals who take time to involve yourself in items greater than yourself, I thank you. You join organizations, sit on citizens advisory councils, give of your time to attend commission meetings, attend scoping meetings, answer online questionnaires, all providing crucial public perspectives. Your views and convictions have caused me to challenge my own. Your involvement is vital in maintaining and promoting all of Montana's outdoors. It takes us all to achieve this lofty goal. Regardless of differing perspectives, trapping versus non-trapping, short seasons versus long seasons, high quotas versus low quotas, we all value the resource and we all desire to see Montana's outdoors maintained. I challenge all parties to begin discussions and debates from this place of shared values. We all want to see the outdoor lifestyle maintained and at the same time, resources preserved. That commonality, regardless of the aisle you walk, should be celebrated. I will miss the work, yet I cherish what has been accomplished and the relationships forged. Who would have thought that an Idaho immigrant whom some felt didn't deserve to be on the commission or hadn't lived in the state long enough could be engaged at the state level of Montana at such a level? Well, I say, and I might be speaking to some of my students here, if you have a passion and you see the opportunity, go for it. I hold my head high knowing I continually work to educate myself, ask questions, listen to public perception, differing opinions, and ultimately vote for what I believed upheld the public trust. Personally, I take pride knowing my vote, along with my fellow commissioners, and uncounted hours of FWP and landowner cooperation has opened up thousands of acres through acquisitions and easements, and I am very fortunate to have supported those. If I had one selfish request, it would be that I was able to know the total acreage that I was able to vote for. That would be my proverbial feather in the cap. I challenge you all to continue to fight for public access. It is vital in continuing and promoting recreational activities we all hold in such high regard. Fellow commissioners, I do thank you guys most of all. You have been great to work with and will remain trusted colleagues and friends. The job is often thankless and always time consuming, but you all serve well with conviction and without bias. I will miss working along each one of you. Continue the good fight. Cheers.
Thank you very much, Logan. I'm going to turn it over to the other commissioners here for a few minutes. So at your pleasure, gentlemen.
Logan, I just want to thank you. And what you said was well said. It's been a pleasure working with you through these last years and the commitment you had. I would see you roll into Helena at midnight or later so that you could do your job in Scobie and still make it down to the commission meetings. I didn't have to do that. I could leave at noon or so and make it to Helena, and I only had half the distance that you did. So that was greatly appreciated, your dedication, and along with the dedication, the research you did in order to stay up on the topics that we were going to vote on. I do not know the number of acres that we put into CE or fee title on your tenure, but I will tell you right now, as of the 1st of August, which we have closed some sense that you voted on, the fee title was over 500,000 acres, or just right at between state parks and fish and wildlife. The conservation easements were a little over 500,000 for the state. And that is due to all of the commission's work, yours and previous commissioners. So I just want to thank you and wish you and your family well with your move. I know it's been a difficult time, but stay safe, and I hope we stay in communication. Thank you.
Commissioner Byer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Former Commissioner Logan Brower, it's been an honor to serve with you. It dawned on me that I don't really know your political leanings. And it also told me that it doesn't really matter because I know you're a thoughtful man and you did put in the work. You're very public service oriented, and I admire your great teaching abilities and your service in the schools as well as your service on the commission. And so you're a model for Montana citizens, and whether or not you came from Idaho, I guess is immaterial. You've served us well, and Montana will continue to benefit from your thoughtfulness and your service. And I hope we stay in touch. Thanks for all you've done and all that you do, and good luck raising those kids to be hunters. I appreciate seeing them every now and then. Thanks, Logan.
Mr. Aldrich.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Logan, it's good to see your face and see you in a classroom. And obviously you're as professional there as you have been all along with the commission work you've done. It's certainly been a pleasure to get to know you and work beside you. And in a lot of cases, I put very, very high value on your perspectives. You know, you are a transplant from just over the hill from me, you know, here in Western Montana and Idaho. But I'm inspired, I guess, by how I see you with your two boys out there catching a fish or two and waving rods around and looking at the bird dogs and some birds, and obviously a successful trip with the kids. The looks on their faces and one thing or another tell me that you've done a great job of bringing them along and providing opportunities for them to realize just what it is you do with this commission and how valued it is for them and many others in Montana. So as said previously, in the schoolwork that you do, living in the environment we do with COVID-19 and one thing or another, your bravery, you know, and your intent to do a good job wherever you go is certainly there, and it's a value we should all take away. So it's been a great pleasure. I wish you and your family very well in the Helena area, and I hope to see you soon.
Director Williams, I see that you're back.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair and Commissioners. Oh, Commissioner Brower, our collective loss, but Helena's gain. So I look forward to actually seeing you around and engaging you in fish, wildlife, and parks business. But it's been a pleasure to work with you and really appreciate all that you have done on behalf of the resources we steward and the people of Montana. So well done. It's been really fun and rewarding to watch you grow and participate. And I'm just selfishly happy to have you around, Helena. It's nice to see you.
Well, Logan, when you called and told me that you were going to be moving, and I was, you know, it was clear that being able to finish out your term was going to be essentially impossible. And you know, it was a gut punch because I had come to rely on you greatly, as I know the other commissioners had. You know, working through the material, and I think back on, you know, our season setting and digesting that information and absorbing it, especially after only being on the commission a reasonably short time by then. This job is hard to get your arms around, and you figured it out more quickly than any other commissioner I can think of that I've served with. Certainly more quickly than I did when I first started all those years ago. And so you're going to be sorely missed, but I am encouraged because I think this was just the start of your involvement in conservation and access issues in Montana. And I look forward to a continued friendship and advocacy work with you over the many decades we hopefully all have left doing this sort of stuff. Like Tim, I enjoy very much getting the pictures of you and your boys out enjoying the resources, being out on the lands, and it's a nice anchor for us to remember why we're really doing this. It's not for 50-year-old elk hunters like me. It's we're a dime a dozen, but for young kids growing up in the landscape and keeping opportunity for them. You are such a wonderful addition to Montana, not just in your work here, but we're lucky to have teachers like you that want to serve, especially right now. So please keep the pictures coming of your adventures with your boys. I want to see them routinely and watch as they grow. And I'm not going to say goodbye or so long. I'm just going to say, we'll see you later, because this is just the start of your involvement in Montana's issues of fish, wildlife, and parks. And thank you so much for your service. We will certainly have something again later, hopefully a more formal thank you and appreciate.
Thanks for giving me a moment, you guys.
Well, you're very welcome. I'm glad we could work it out. Take care. Make sure those kids work hard this afternoon.
Mr. Chairman, could I make a comment, please?
Absolutely.
I agree with the pictures coming. And Logan, when your boys get old enough to hunt elk, please send us pictures. I talked to a gentleman yesterday who had three tags and is going to have to eat all three of them this year, I believe. So anyone who can get a tag, that would be great. Get one. So take care.
The way my kids are eating, I might need three elk. Thanks, gentlemen.
Thank you, Logan. Take care of yourself. Okay, let's move to fisheries.